Now, relax as deeply as you can. Let yourself go. Fade into my voice. We're going to go to the part of your mind where we can access your memories, with a particular focus on sense memory. And then we're going to build something simply beautiful, a rare, nay, ordinarily unheard of experience. And we will expand the description of that experience till it fills every bit of your senses, poking and prodding, just the right places to make vivid fantasy turn into twitching reality. Listen and relax as stimulus is applied to parts of your mind. And as you relax, go to a place in your mind where you can stimulate and simulate the sensations you've felt before. We all sort of do it. You imagine something you felt in the past, and then you flex just the right muscles in your body, just the right parts of you, fire just the right neurons, and your subconscious fills in the correct nerve impulses to remember vividly a feeling that you can contextualize, even if you've only imagined it before. But mostly we're going to focus on sensations you have felt before. Or envisioned, imagined, fantasized about. We all do those little tricks. If we wish to feel suspension, simply need to lie in bed, close your eyes, and envision swinging back and forth. Your inner ear and the right neural signals will cause you to gradually feel suspended, as if something were holding you up and letting you rock back and forth. The only wonder of trance is being able to more easily take those existing building blocks from your prior memory experience and suggestibly, beneficially, craft them into something new. These existing mental tricks and desires become a physical experience, every bit as real as a memory. And with doors to the sensory part of your subconscious thrown open wide, all you need to do is put a dash of this, a bit of that, and you can feel things you've never felt before. Crafting them out of the parts, creating the fantasy and its sensory implications, allowing you to feel things you might scarce or never feel for real, but they can be just as real if your mind accesses the memories and plays back the sensory experience, opens up and pours out your fantasies, your desires, your kinks, your memories of masturbation. And what we're going to do now is a very special version of that. So listen and relax, and envision the scenario with me as I do the same. You, lying naked on a bed, the simple pleasure of laying there, nude, pleasantly and safely vulnerable in a place where you were going to listen to trance anyway, trance with me. And with my voice going in your ear, assisting you, helping you along, keeping you in the safe side of things, and guiding you into pleasure, knowing your pleasure is my goal. As you listen, imagine you feel a kind of slow warmth sliding in along with my voice. My voice might already warm you, but this creeping, stimulating sensation could begin on each of your ankles. You might feel like you want to look, but you know, don't bother. Surprises are quite enjoyable, so luxuriate in the warmth of that contact and the warmth that is accompanying my voice, like a warm pair of hands wrapping thumb and forefinger around your ankle, gentle, tender, probing desire. Something inherent in the moist touch of what is currently grabbing onto you, an almost infectious, certainly arousing sense of a thing from another place, and the warmth moves up, gently past your ankles, toward your knee. Even now you feel something warm moving up your legs, coating you from the ankles. That same arousing liquid from a moment before is there, was there. It's moving up your feet, massaging them as it goes, sliding over the soles, up your ankles and past your knees. A dark, warm, covering, coating feeling. all the way up to your waist. It finds its way between your legs, sliding between, but you're in a safe and comfortable place, so even if arousal results, you might as well just go deeper. That dark, coating, creeping manifestation of pleasant, relaxing trance and of a particular substance and memory is just a pleasant part of going deeper. It knows how you like to be touched. Those tendrils of gentle touching warmth are rubbing you, finding every nook and cranny you'd like to have caressed. And if you did look, you might find you could see dark, smooth, tentacular, nuzzling, nurturing tentacles sliding, a mass of dark material, coating from feet to ankles to knees in a dark latex. Up between your legs as well, feel them and realize that simple, sinuous, warm latex comprises every inch of these. They're wrapped around your ankles, coiled around your legs. A slow warmth. Something special about the material. It brings pleasure. It titillates, and like every bit of trance I provide, it opens you to the suggestible inner self, the recess of the mind you have stored away, the part of you that is, at its core, open to improvisation, exploration, and imagination, the part that says, this is happening, and it is pleasant, so what comes next? Of course, there's some arousal mixed in. They are tentacles sliding over your body, leaving a dark latex coating in their wake, an aching desire with it, all the way up to your waist, stroking between your legs throughout, finding your crotch stimulating. Warm latex over your whole lower body. Every nook and cranny you love to have touched is being touched intently, precisely. Rubbing and stroking with care and concern, a manifestation of the kind of safety you feel when my words are wrapped around you, like that latex is wrapped around you. Inescapable, because it's one of the conceits of the game, one of the parts of our play and fantasy. But it's so good for you anyway. So as you listen, let yourself feel that safety crystallized in those tendrils covering you. Let yourself indulge in the material. Focus on the creation of the details, the shiny dark smoothness, that sudden interaction with your body, the tip of each tendril rounded and slick as they slide over you, as they slip beneath, as they probe and prod your waist and below, more and more of them. One and two, three and four and 10 and 20 and more and enough. Enough to restrain with gentle pressure, helping you feel heavy and relaxed and in the grips of trance, because they are the heavy manifestation of the safety and the wrapped-up feeling you get from me, from my voice. Each will touch its own little place, calculated to help you feel good, feel relaxed with the removal of tension, feel pleasure with that little edge of kinky arousal. They are latex tendrils, after all, and so it is good to stay there. Lay there, luxuriate, bask, my voice sending ripples through you as they send pleasure up your spine, helping you build the feeling of those latex tendrils, but also the safety to explore other suggestions and let them in, as they rub over your form, exploring with curiosity, deftness, precision, like the curiosity you feel about what fantasies may follow, the feeling of body and mind coming together in a cyclical, moving, endless circle of bliss where you're just open to exploration. Because those tendrils cause pleasure by mere contact, and they also symbolize our connection. You might find the more pleasure you feel, the more there are, until they are coating you everywhere you're comfortable being covered. And all you can feel, below your waist, or below your chest, or below your neck, wherever you're comfortable having a dark coating of warm, supportive, energy-infusing latex, there's a warm engulfment, something alien yet nurturing, like trance is in the first place, pleasurable, erotic, aching, open to your suggestion and aware of your comfort zone. And even as you think that, they begin rubbing and stroking all your most sensitive parts, touching everywhere to help engulf you in a haze of pleasure that will make every word to follow easier to follow, because you have something that'll help you set aside all outside concerns and bring you to your most relaxed place to listen and to follow in a dark latex coating massaged by tendrils that come from everywhere and nowhere that are a metaphor and a realization of our shared moment where you're in a cocoon of my words and wrapped up in the way they stroke your body, your brain, and simulate your favorite materials like that dark, warm, coating, shape-following, defining latex that helps you to sleep deep. Night-night. Embrace that feeling, and all throughout what follows, feel it wrapped around you, teasing, helping, relaxing, safeguarding, entrancing you deep and deep. 10 tendrils or 20, 20 or 30, and always a deeper thing to simulate, stimulate, build from your memories, imagine, and indulge in with me now. The more pleasure you feel, the more tendrils there are, till they're coating you all over. All you feel, pleasurable, erotic, arching, aching, and even though, even as, you think of their engulfing, twitching pleasure coating you, that wonderful yet invasive feeling, they are still undulating and moving. They just can't stop, because they are part of your thoughts about your body, and the more you think about the sensations you feel, the more you propel those tendrils to tease you. They feel more than just good. When they touch you, they leave behind a little bit of that lubricating liquid that is letting them slide so easily over you, a fluid that soaks in, influences, corrupts, shapes, all those wonderful things. Even though they're moving all over, they are leaving impressions behind. A little bit of that liquid, or that latex, or that fluid here and there. Something that is slowly soaking into your skin, helping you feel more and more excited, your breathing becoming deeper and more pleasurable, absolutely easy and yet more stimulating by the moment. More of that chemical slowly soaking in every moment. And what you may have realized by now is that it's helping the pleasure along, enhancing sensitivity, so it's a dual increase in your need, both the wreathing, rubbing of those tendrils all over your skin, and the influence of that chemical raising sensitivity to a place beyond the norm. Even the feeling of each one of those tendrils brushing the backs of your knees like they are now. Even that feeling is so intense they might as well be right between your legs, and they are there also. Yes. Good. Pleasure in them touching you. Pleasure that's off the charts moment by moment when they move between your legs. The feeling of every inch of yourself becoming one consistent sexual organ, linked and tied to those many tendrils teasing, treating you so nicely. Smooth, covering, coating, tight latex, but squirming, rubbing, massaging within, becoming more positively disposed toward your latex raiment moment by moment. Even now, the tendrils within are winding around your legs, your feet, your calves, moving up toward your waist, around your waist, darting back and forth, always moving, always finding new pleasurable places to touch and touch. You know it. You adore it. Being wrapped in a warm, safe, comfortable coating that you know is going to stay. Right now, your body might as well be covered in a sheet of that warm, slick, black latex. Everywhere that you're comfortable, having it covered, having it tightly contained, they have wound themselves together, those many tendrils, into a dark garment, clothing you. Below your waist, and now above, moving, sliding, massaging, envision it. See yourself as though from above. Your perfection. The endless and blissful pleasure of your exposure to something that is a manifestation of your urge for deep, dominant trance in the first place. Wearing tendrils drifting over your body rather than clothing. Having tendrils creeping, teasing inside your mind rather than thoughts. Complete, utter domination, the feeling of being pleasured by something searching and aware, alert to your every desire. Alien, powerful. Thinking anything other than about the pleasure of those tendrils would be pointless and counterproductive. Your desire for arousal and eventually for release will increase moment by moment, so just bask. Bask in it. A wonderful word to lay back. A wonderful word for soaking up the sun. But instead you're soaking up pleasure, bliss, endless self-perpetuating cycles of latex covering you, tendrils teasing you, and even as I speak you might realize it's becoming as much a part of your lower body and of your mind as anything else. That invasive integrated pleasure. The tendrils we began with are still there, inside the latex coating over your lower body. They could become tendrils again at any time and tease you, pleasuring you, running themselves over your most sensitive bit. That they don't yet is just a sign that there are more important things to think about. In fact, what we're doing right now is coating your entire lower body in slick, warm chemical secretion to raise sensitivity. You might feel yourself starting to wreathe and move in response to the warm latex coating that sets your nerves aflame. Endless bliss. There's nothing you can quite do, because doing this is the most important thing. The thing you've decided to do feels so good that any attempt to do anything else would just be counterproductive, undesirable. You desire to see the fullest extent this latex outfit can go to. You want to lay there and enjoy it. You want to enjoy this, need to feel it, don't you? And whether those thoughts are entirely mine or entirely yours or an integrated result of us working together, difficult to tell and irrelevant because it's really simple. All that's happening to every part of your body below your neck is that the pleasure it feels is being magnified, and that in turn is being sent back to your brain, responding to the integrated tendrils that are part of your thoughts about yourself, creating an endless cycle of born in your mind, carefully tailor-made inescapable bliss, because it is impossible and pointless to try to escape your mind's own self-welcomed, self-inflicted pleasures. Coating, feeling incredible, any stimulation of the latex coating on your body, containing those tendrils, is passed on to you. Tentacular bliss inside, teasing as deep with pressure as they need to tease, to excite, to send back to your brain the idea that this is a desirable state. Coating, feeling incredible all over your body, coating you so finely, and with that chemical inducement toward pleasure, any stimulation to the latex is passed on to you. It's like you just have shiny, dark, sensitive flesh over all. Warm, dark rubber. You might find it's like touching your own skin to run your fingers over it, but magnified by that internal, increased inducement. Difficult to imagine what sitting in a chair, sitting up, trying to go about your day or walk would feel like, because your lower body is touching something. And whatever it is, that something is causing pleasure. Pleasure centers between your legs and between your ears have been mapped everywhere else, creating a mind-body link, one big sexual organ, inescapable because it is you, the truth of you. It feels incredibly good, spread out over your whole lower body. Rather than dull the pleasure, the vast spreading of this sensation has caused it to grow greater and greater. You might find running one finger, one hand over your lower body causes such intense pleasure you shudder and need to pause, need to take a break to get your thoughts together, shiver, touching. That part of you is too much, it might make you come. Indeed, the tendrils are still moving, creeping, teasing. Teasing behind your knees, between your buttocks, over your ass, down, your back, everywhere. Rubbing, stroking, asserting their tendril latex ownership over your lower body. Inescapable because they cover you, but also because they come from a key part of you. That secretion even now soaking into you is just too much, too good, because it's lulling your body into its vague sense of security, helping you accept more and more, helping you be more positively disposed in the moment. And what does that mean? Well, it might just mean this is definitely not the last time you'll feel that coating. After all, you made it in your mind from pre-existing materials. As you listen to my voice and your subconscious opens to what I'm saying, listen to this and this in particular. The wonderful thing about that latex pleasure running through you is it can go away if it needs to go away, so you can focus on other things. But right now, it needs to be here. It's too good. If you're somewhere where you need to be safe or able to focus, like most of your day, those tendrils will politely recede. They'll be nowhere to be found because you have to do things. But when you're somewhere silent and safe, this is a very insidious thought process which may recur to you again and again, being born in you after all. And as your mind wanders back to those tendrils, coating you, teasing you, invading you with pleasure, setting you rolling, wreathing, curling up in a ball, and letting the pleasure reign and rule your mind, as your mind wanders back to the tendrils, they will wander back to you. We know you'll end up with your mind fixating on something that just feels this good. The moment you're somewhere safe where you can spend some time being pleasured senseless, pleased, entertained, stroked, touched on every inch of your body by them, they'll come back. But more than that, and more about that in a minute. Right now, just relax and luxuriate in this particular moment. Feel the pleasure of those tendrils forming and reforming, finding places to push into, then abandoning that sensation to keep you on edge, keep you rising, to give you your release only when it's about time for you to get back to doing other things, and otherwise to help keep you in that suspended, floating nature, that continuous place where your perception of time is that everything is echoed. You feel it once with your body, and once with the tendrils that are part of your mind. Everything below your neck is so sensitive, that second latex skin magnifying sensations and doubling them. If you move your hand down to rub your leg, it feels like you're doing it twice, twice touching that sensual place, because the suit is registering it, and your body is registering it. If you feel your hand between your legs, it's like the latex is forming a second coating of pleasuring tendrils, like a sex toy built in from your mind, working on your body, literally doubling your fun, and those tendrils moving inside the latex coating, constant. So even absent your deliberate stimulation, what looks to the outside like slick, smooth, shiny, svelte latex is a roiling pleasure inside, shifting between your legs, behind your knees, across your toes, all of which has become one doubled sexual organ in need. Until you have to do something else. But for now, it feels like little fingers rubbing over the backs of your legs. That's what it feels like. Tendrils rolling in, between your buttocks, teasing, between your legs, pleasuring you, filling every nook and cranny that feels good, and then stroking, forming a sheath made of intertwined tendrils, leaving that liquid lust behind. They merge to make the coating, but they manipulate your body from inside. Just like with trance, the truth of your pleasure is only known from the inside, invisible to others. You know what feels good to you, and so this construct born of your mind, which is just a vivid imagining, a fever dream, a recovered memory of thought and need, it knows what you want before you do because it is you, a creation of your mind, but a particularly beguiling and persuasive one, reinforced with my words and assisted by our shared ritual here. So by the time you think of something you'd rather be doing, they're already doing it to your body. A pleasure like that is irresistible and wonderful, and there are two ways it'll come back. After the end of this little session, they'll be gone, because you might have other things to do. But if you're somewhere safe and quiet where you can be pleasured by those tendrils, they'll come back just as quickly. And of course, if I remind you with those key words telling you you're safe and relaxed, the tendrils will come back, creeping from the edge of your vision, wrapping around your body, slowly re-encasing you in that dark latex when you're safe and relaxed. They only depart when I remind you it's okay to go back to normal, pet. Or when you have to go do something else. Same condition as always. When you need to do something else, you are no longer being teased, tormented, trained, and brought to wonderful, stimulating experience by those tendrils which are born of your mind, vivid reconstruction from memory, and the fever dream nature of a deep trance. But when you're told that you're safe and relaxed, if that is indeed true, they'll come at that moment. You may have forgotten them, for example, or need a reminder, but until such time as you're reminded that you are safe and relaxed, and they can come tease you, or until you have that realization yourself and they squirm over your body, squeezing, massaging, binding, putting you in a pleasurable bondage covered in that fluid that makes you more aroused, and then teasing every inch of your body, well, until the moment when you realize it or I remind you, you're going to be normal and able to do what you want. But the undercoating is still there, that warm coating of the suit. And if you deliberately put on a latex suit, you know this training will return. But if you need to do things, the suggestion fades. And if you want things, if you want them back, if you need them, you need only listen to this session or just come to the realization on your own or hear me say the key words. And when you're done playing, it's as simple as me reminding you, back to normal, Pat. And then you can get on with your day, even if you don't really have anything to do. Just an ability to rescind them if you need a little break. Maybe to hydrate after orgasmically twitching your way through what they do to you. You can wear clothes over it, but imagine trying to wear clothes over that pleasurable coating where every brush brings intense bliss. That's practically a fetish training on its own. They'd be brushing against your skin on your lower body, making you constantly hot and horny as the dual exposure and echoing massage of those tendrils teased you, but maybe you like that. Whatever the case, from now on, whenever you're somewhere safe and relaxed, or I remind you and then you realize you are in such a place, where you can afford to spend some time being pleasured insensate by dark tendrils making up the latex coating, or when you don a latex suit, and until you're told back to normal. You'll feel that. You'll barely notice it at first, but your lower body will stay still until it's done forming up, and then you'll twitch and squirm and rub your own legs together until you practically come from the suit itself. And when it's on you, you'll be safe and relaxed in somewhere you can be safe and relaxed. That means you might as well just keep going. The suit would never be able to help you do something you don't want to do because it's born of your mind, your memory, your desire. You want pleasure when it's safe to have pleasure. When you're safe and relaxed, or I say safe and relaxed, relaxed and safe, when I remind you that you're in a place where those tendrils could be coming back, they might as well. Fulfilling those conditions, teasing you, covering you, it'll hang around, letting you go places you need to go. But if you really need to focus, the tendrils will stop tormenting and wait until the next time you're somewhere safe and relaxed. And because this is a recurring thought in your mind, it's really you doing this to yourself, re-triggering, retraining, conditioning. Until I, or even you to yourself, remind you, time to return to normal. The coating is there. There as long as you're relaxed and safe. It'll go away when it's time to return to normal, even if you're somewhere relaxed and safe. But that pleasure is building to a crescendo even now, so I think we can agree that you want to be coated, teased, tormented, deep and hot by latex tendrils that piston and rub, massaging as deftly as any expert might, pleasure building, tendrils invading, keeping your legs restrained for pleasure, driving you toward orgasm as efficiently as you would if you were masturbating, no, more so, as efficiently as possible, wrapping you so tight you feel each coil around your legs on the inside of that dark, smooth latex coating that betrays and gives nothing away to the outside. Nothing you'd really want to do except feel it anyway. It feels good. It's what you want. Any other thoughts you might normally have are moving out of the way to allow you to focus on this new and productive way of feeling, the pleasure, pressure, building until there's a hot fog in your mind filling you with need, the need for fulfillment and climax. And the thing is, when you climax in these tendrils, they're going to become bonded. So from now on, the idea will remain a powerful anchored force in your mind, an ability to return to it because it is such a recurring, beguiling theory of constructing tendrils from whole cloth in your head. Whenever you're in a safe, relaxed sensation, situation, place in your head, they're going to come back until you need to do something else. And whenever you hear the words safe and relaxed, relaxed and safe, remember that if you are in a place where you can feel that sensation, you might as well let it. And leave them there until you or I say, back to normal, pet. Simple, easy guidelines. But right now, those guidelines are irrelevant. The pleasure's becoming too much. You're gonna reach climax. You're inching toward it. All those tendrils are hitting all your best spots, plugging in to stimulate, sending you tumbling end over end into bliss beyond your perception, comprehension, into a place where climactic pleasure and pressure is so complete that the bliss and pleasure are all you can or need to know. In fact, after we're done, you might need to lay there for a little while, letting everything soak in, letting all the words soak in, or you could loop the file again, including that latex coating soaking into you, returning whenever you're in a safe place or you hear the words to remind you. And those tendrils will be hanging out. That suit, that manifestation, that recurrent pattern of thought. Admit it's what you really want. It's a deep, abiding conditioning that will lay and run under every other experience you have. But right this moment, you're just so close and getting closer to that climactic edge, and the tendrils take you deeper. They tease you deeper. But even while they amp you up, let's take a moment to consider or imagine the situation where you take a momentary break. If you were to, While still in a relaxed, safe place, need a breather for a second. But if you're in two minds about whether you want more pleasure or want to pause for a bit, wouldn't they keep teasing because they are a construct of your mind? It's just how it is now. It's just how you are now, post-programming. Now you can still feel them, you know. Tendrils wrapped around you. Teasing. Touching. If there's a place where you'd like to be touched, they predict. They move toward it. They caress. They cover. And they tease. It is the manifestation, after all, of the mischievous, curious part of going into trance. That's what that dark mass of covering, coating latex, those massaging tentacles, that's what all that is. Curiosity, desire, the momentary chaotic urge to have a particular part of your body touched. Or have a particular part of you get more suggestible. A manifestation of a dark, covering force that just takes you deeper, and to better places, and down, and down. That is what it is, and all it needs to be. Those dark tendrils are there, teasing, enticing, encouraging you to explore where you could be, how deep you could go. So welcome them, invite them. Invite an insistent, mind-melting massage that also covers your body in a smooth, squeezing material that also just takes you further and further down. Because the tendrils themselves, the tentacular teasing, the slipping tips that suction against your body or rub you in all your most sensitive spots, are created by your mind's manifestation for, welcoming of, and desire for a dark, teasing, curious, additional entity of pleasure unique to our shared hypnosis. They also help your mind tire itself out, help it relax, give it things to do that will help you to go deeper. So really, they're very helpful. And the more precisely you imagine those tendrils wrapping around you, coating you in dark, squeezing, wonderful, fetishy latex, awakening your submission or your suggestibility, the more you're spending your mind's energy in places that will help the rest of it relax and accept suggestions. I provide the narrative already, so you might as well play around. Might as well simulate and stimulate those tendrils running over your body, touching all your most sensitive spots, raising your arousal for and fetish for sliding deeper and deeper. Making you feel it in every inch of your skin. They are warm, and they carry a signal, my voice ringing and resounding in the dark latex coating wrapped around your lower body, echoing in it as if it were a perfect conductor of sounds that are specifically hypnotic, like my voice, like my will, like my desire for you to feel everything you can feel. Feel as safe as you can be. And experience the true wonder of having a complex background deepener, background induction, that work to take you deeper while playing with your fetishes and touching your most sensitive, pleasurable spots, whether it's one tendril or two, 10 or 20, whatever they do to your body, it is a byproduct of your vivid recall of remembered sensations from throughout your life. And that action helps your mind to get a little more tired, a little more drowsy, which helps it to explore its own suggestibility more every time. The better you get at this, the action of adding suggestibility through the graphic visualization of teasing, coating tendrils and the dark material they carry, the more real and pleasurable triggers that begin with those dark latex tentacles will become. You're making them a part of how you envision your safe, private, hypnotic time with me. And how you experience my voice and words echoing around and throughout your body. Those latex tendrils are conductors of trance. The dark tentacular mass covering your lower body, massaging it, somehow finding just the right place to touch to make you shiver. It is part of both of us and our agreement. It is scenery or environment of your trancing locale. And when you slide deeper, it gains in power, intensity, importance. It gains in significance for your future trances because it's a way to take excess energy and turn it toward a suggestion that is triggering and pleasurable and potent and covers your body, teases you, and cooperates with whatever I may say. As a shared construct of our place going deeper, can't you imagine that those tendrils would, if I were talking about any other suggestions, lead to additional stimulation in just the right place, to take your mind to the right suggestion, to add pleasure, to join in with the events of the suggestible fantasy experiences you might go through, so you have those latex tentacles as your assistants throughout everything that happens when you slide deep into trance. They're just part of the deal, part of you, and part of your conception of what you are when you are submissive or suggestible or open. Open and curious, open and cooperative. They are our rapport. How else would my overall hypnotic impression take form, if not as dark tendrils of some insidious material, there to bring you pleasure, remind you you are safe, and aid in my future suggestions? It's the perfect metaphor, and they wrap around you. If you like bondage, they might bind you. If you like freedom, they might touch your body only lightly. However you like to be positioned, physically and mentally, they're there to be supportive, to be helpmeets, and to weigh you down just a little bit deeper, and give your mind something to do, while my words slip right past into that dark, inky, tightly coated part of your mind that is even now enjoying those latex tendrils a little too much, and going deeper as a result. Now the conditions are always there for your latex to return, for you to feel it coating you, the tendrils creeping up, moving over your body, a torrent of irresistible, naughty, complete, compulsive, corrupting pleasure, whenever you're allowed to have it. And that's why getting everything you need to get done out of the way is rewarded by you being able to go somewhere safe and quiet and private and have those dark, creeping tendrils cover every inch of your body. They'll coat over you, carrying you through, raising you up, building your stimulation toward a climax that, when it arrives, ends the trance, but also ends any resistance or thought other than about those tendrils. They'll go away, but come right back if you want them to, or if I say the words relaxed and safe and relaxed. Interim, they are building stimulation. Between your legs is a continuous, shivering, vibrating, well-lubricated, chemically-induced, constant arousal, a pleasure that rises and makes the muscles in your belly, your deep breathing, your head's buzzing, tingling sensation all unite into one ascent toward climax. You feel them coating you. You know that those dark, creeping tendrils, manifestation of your desire to have something curious and exploratory, really play out on your body. You know that they are eager for you to come. That when you come, your little pleasure partner of those latex-coating tentacles, that slow covering of your body, will just be part of you. It will be courteous and polite, giving you time to do other things, but eventually it's going to be time for them to return. You're going to come. And when you do, it's going to embed the training, build the link, make it stronger. You can touch yourself if you have to, but you know after a while you won't. Touch one. It's already building. Already the eager, continuous, buzzing nature of those tendrils inside that dark coating, too. The experience of beguiling and complete pleasure built for you, from you. Enjoy yourself, because three... Come. Come for me. Climax in the bucking, body-filling, mind-melting bliss beyond anything you've ever felt before. Coming. Beyond what you can comprehend. Invasive, stimulatory, exploratory, experimental, bonding, binding. Let it wind out. And shiver in you. And take some time. When it's done, raining and ruling through, then go have fun. Do your day normally. Knowing that dark, pleasant, pleasurable background passenger, good, insidious, invasive, ever-present, is there to marry to each of your climaxes coming, and to help you experience pleasure, slide deeper, and even when they've faded, now you know. Those tendrils are still around you, even when you're rising up. They're still around you, surrounding you, infusing you with the essence of curiosity and pleasurable sensation that is a hallmark of our trances together. The more you enjoy the trance, the more powerful and vivid that latex coating may have been. And as a powerful, vivid suggestion, there's no reason it would go away immediately. As the moments pass, it may cling to you, stick to you, stay with you, so that even when you rise up from the suggestions, finding vitality in your limbs, finding you're able to act normally, you might still be able to notice that dark, warm, smooth coating, the tendrils teasing and reminding your body little tips of many independently moving threads of pleasure, touching you in places that feel good when you least expect it, but most desire it, adding to any triggers trained into you. All those latex tendrils are is a representation of the warm intention behind my words for you, behind trance in the first place, a symbol of curiosity, opening your boundaries, and of the way your mind instantly is able to predict what would help you go deeper, help you go further down, which sometimes is just to have a length of slowly massaging, warm liquid latex pouring, then clinging to your body in all the places you're comfortable with that happening, and then massaging, massaging, rubbing, vibrating, bringing relief, relaxation, comfort, and yes, some arousal into your world, making you more able, more willing, more open. And even as you rise, and the number of tendrils may diminish from 100 to 90 to 70 and so on, even as you rise, there could be some lingering suggestions to 50 to 40, some small sub-element of what's going on to 30 to 20 that will allow you to keep some pleasure from those tendrils as you awaken while still maintaining your ability to go about your day with the suggestions from the body of this training in your head. And if it's 10 or 9, 8 or 7, you will nonetheless continue. 6 or 5, you will find a way through to do what you need to do in your day, even if you're teased, reminded, trained, and yes, re-hypnotized at some point in the future by those tendrils wrapping around, coating, and continuing to independently massage your body and your mind. Wait.